Well, hello again, everyone. So good to see you here tonight with us. It was a few days before Christmas, and two men whose families were neighbors opted to go sailing while their wives went Christmas shopping. They got out in the ocean, and in a while, it started heading back to the harbor, and the storm came up, and it had some fierce winds, and it pushed them up on a sandbar, and they got stuck. So the two jumped out of the boat and began pushing with all their might, trying to get that boat off the sandbar. But the waves just kept beating against them, and they just couldn't move it. And one turned to the other and says, "It sure beats Christmas shopping, doesn't it?" Every day takes us on a journey. Some journeys are filled with joy and excitement. Some journeys do indeed have sadness and maybe even hurt or stress along the way. The other day, it was Thursday afternoon, my wife and I, Debbie and I, went out for a late lunch before she had to go to work. She's a nurse. And we went to Payway up at Cooper Creek up here at the corner, up the road a little bit. And we had no problem getting there. We were coming down Honoree from where our house is, and we noticed there's a lot of traffic coming an Honoree the other direction. We figured it was just the mall traffic leaving. But as we pulled up to the parking lot next to BJ's there, I had no problem pulling in the parking lot, but suddenly we learned where the traffic problem was. Nobody could get out of the parking lot. And so we found a place in the center of the parking lot, went and ate, figured the traffic would be gone by the time we got out, and nope, it wasn't. It was a huge roach motel where cars were checking in, but no cars were checking out. It took us 8 minutes to get there. It took us an hour and a half to get home out of that parking lot. That was a stressful journey. So we talked a lot in the car. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary last weekend. So we had a lot to discuss while we were waiting between watch out for that car and why is that car doing that, or why is that person honking their horn? We can't go anywhere. But some have asked us, what do we do for our 40th? Since it was so close to Christmas, we decided to go out for a nice dinner, and then we went and saw Star Wars. Now, I say that because that in itself was a journey of nostalgia, because we looked back to the first movie we saw together when we were dating was Star Wars in 1977. 40 years later, they released their latest movie on the weekend of our anniversary. So that was special. So we look back at all of that and say, what a journey. You know, we who preach come to this day and we hear the same chain of events every year. And we want somehow to present this event that did change history in some kind of new way. We wanted to really speak to our hearts. I say our hearts because I want you to know I preach to myself when I put these sermons together. We pastors are on a journey as well. Maybe we shouldn't be looking for something new to present, but I did notice something over the past couple of weeks that really spoke to my heart. As I read the gospel that we read tonight, and it's read almost every Christmas, one sentence really spoke to me. And it's about what took place in those fields with the shepherds. You see, there was this wonderful experience that these shepherds had while watching their flocks. Here these guys are out in the fields trying to stay awake. They're probably passing the time by sharing their own various stories and journeys that they've had along the way. And then these angels appear. Not only do they appear, they bring a message. A message of prophetic words being fulfilled. A message that Christ the Lord, the Savior, has been born. And then this amazing thing happened. More angels show up and they start singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest. Can you imagine being there? What would your reaction to all of that be? Can you imagine either the fear or the excitement these guys were facing? Can you imagine the awesome privilege it was for these shepherds to be the ones to receive this message? The significance is also astounding. The very human side of Jesus was in the line of King David, a shepherd boy who became king. He comes to the humblest of ways. But there's where I want to focus on for us tonight. These shepherds who received this message were given an invitation. They said, "Here's a sign for you. You will find the boy, the baby, laying in the manger." Now the shepherds had a choice to make. And we read this tonight. "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." These shepherds picked up and went on a journey. And that little journey probably changed their lives forever. I know if I have experienced what they have experienced and then had it confirmed in such a radical way, I would certainly have my eyes opened. So these guys have experienced this wonderful news and the fulfillment of God's word. Because this birth, this just didn't happen in a spur of a moment. It's been planned for a long time. As I was thinking about this journey, I found myself in our parish library a few weeks ago, and there was one large, thin book that caught my eye. And it's called The Wall Chart of World History. And as you open it up, there's this long map that unfolds. Beginning with Adam and Eve, it takes you all the way through history to the present day of when that book was printed, which was 1990. And here's the fascinating thing about looking through all of that. We know that the beginning of life was perfect. Adam and Eve were created perfect, in perfect relationship with the Lord. Life became imperfect when through free will, a decision was made to be like God. Instead of trusting God in the wonderful relationship they had, but God in his mercy started unfolding history with these wonderful journeys in life. We see the descendants of Seth, Enos, Canaan, Enoch, Methuselah, Noah, and on through history are journeys of this promise that God is unfolding in history. A promise that God made in that garden. There will be a redeemer. There will be salvation. And all along the way, you can see these journeys that start to unfold as God, by his Spirit, leads his chosen to usher in that hope. We see the struggles that those individuals had. No one said a journey would be easy. Sin is a tough thing to struggle against. Almost every movie that is made deals with those struggles that we see. George Lucas, when he created Star Wars, a science fiction fantasy with absolutely no theological tendency, recognizes forces of good and forces of the dark side. The point is that every journey has a human struggle involved. And God wants us to get through that struggle. Every person in history along that map in life had to deal with trusting God, letting go of the things that hindered them, and walking in faith. When Abraham, a man of means and comfort in his day, was asked to pack up and take a journey across the desert, he had a choice to make. He had to take that journey in faith. When Noah went on a journey to build a boat in the middle of nowhere, it took faith. When David, just a young teenager, faced Goliath, it took faith. And you can see that on through history. People walking in faith. We fast forward through history as God is unfolding his plan of salvation for the human race, and we come to Mary and Joseph. They also had a choice to make. Mary, you're going to have a baby, and it's going to happen by the Holy Spirit. Now that's going to be a journey with some explaining to do. She will be ridiculed. She'll be shunned. But she stepped out and acted on her faith. Joseph, her betrothed. Now remember, betrothal is engagement, but a contract has already been signed. So it's like being engaged and married at the same time. There is still a ceremony before they can live together. But Joseph is struggling with what has happened. I'll just divorce her quietly, he says. But God intervenes. Joseph, the Lord is with Mary. Joseph has a choice to make. You can see the struggle between faith and trusting God and what we call reality. So Joseph and Mary set off on this journey to Bethlehem. And meanwhile, several hundred miles away, some wise men, as we call them, we don't really know how many, but they had three gifts, are seeking something. These learned men of astronomy, not astrology, astronomy, see a special phenomenon. They know of the prophecies of the Lord coming to us that's been foretold of a special king. So by faith, they set out on a journey that will take them considerable time to get there. So there we have all this history of mankind and all these various journeys and the three paths that we see converging here at this one moment. And here is baby Jesus, the Son of God. He's lying in a manger to start a journey of his own on earth. God incarnate, the creator of the universe, the creator of mankind, is coming to us for this one purpose: to bring the journey of mankind back into alignment with God's perfect will. To bring mankind into a relationship with a loving God who created you for a wonderful purpose. To have a relationship with him. And here's the greatest news of the reason we are here tonight. With the message that Jesus brought. With the journey that Jesus made to the cross. With the sacrifice he has made for us. He has put into motion countless journeys around the world. Yes, every journey begins at birth. But when a person receives by faith and accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, a new birth, a new journey begins. That journey for me began in May of 1976 when I was a senior in college. That journey brought me to It brought me to my wife. It took me through temporary career path and then into full-time ministry. That journey brought me here to this place. And it brought me here to this night to give this message. None of us are here by a mistake. Regardless of who brought you or what drove you to come, you are here. We are all here together. And here's the really cool aspect of all of this. Think about this. That journey through history, from the time God set it in motion, through all the periods of history that none of us has any control over, to your birth, brought you here tonight. And we are here to celebrate Christ coming to us in this world. This is no accident. This is not some phenomenon in history. Nothing, and I mean nothing, has changed the course of history like God coming to us in Jesus Christ. No matter where you come from, no matter what background you come out of, no matter what you think you might have done, no matter what you have done, every single heart longs for something. Every single heart longs to be whole and complete. You can't find it in drugs. You can't find it in alcohol. You can't find it in a 20, 30, 40, or 70-year relationship. You can't find it in things. You can't find it in money. You can't even find it just going to church. The only way you can find what your heart truly longs for is found in a relationship with God the Father, who created you and is willing to forgive you, who 2,000 plus years ago came to us in human form that we celebrate tonight, who took our sins upon a cross for that new journey to begin, a journey of hope, a journey of wholeness and healing, a journey of everlasting life. As we remember this night, if you have not already, I invite you to come see this thing that you have heard about. Come and experience the reality of a living God. Experience the joy that will blossom in your heart. Allow the new journey to begin with you. God, by his mercy and grace, has done something wonderful for you. He has allowed you to experience a new life and a new hope and a new journey for you. It's the greatest gift that you will ever receive. It's the greatest gift I have ever received. And I know you will enjoy it too, if you haven't already. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the journey that you made to us. We thank you, Father, that you have come to us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Lord, we thank you that we can have new life in you, and we can begin this new life in you by accepting you into our lives. So if there's anybody here tonight who has not done that, who would like to do that, may you open their hearts now to receive you as Lord and Savior, just by saying, yes, Lord, I want to go on this journey with you. So Father, we thank you for that. And for all of us, Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you that we can walk out of this place knowing you are with us and expect you to work in our lives wherever we are, whatever we do. And we thank you, Father, for all of this as we celebrate this wonderful night that you have given us. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.